This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I saw a tweet from the New York Times today. It said that Gary Cohn, the president of Goldman Sachs, was speaking at a finance industry conference this afternoon, and he said that Goldman had 17,000 applications for 350 intern spots this year. That is pretty much the definition of lousy odds, made all the lousier because pretty much to get a job out of college, you have to have an internship or three. In study after study, including one that we did here at Marketplace, employers routinely say that internships are among the top reasons they hire a new college graduate. But what looks like a job, a lot like a job, often doesn't pay like a job. No small number of interns work for free out there. They get college credit instead. But Sally Herships reports that can cost them.
Tamara Griffin is a grad student studying journalism at NYU. This semester, she scored an internship at Ebony.com.
Are you paid?
No. Unfortunately, I have not been paid.
Griffin is in good company. Nearly 30% of college students take unpaid internships, according to the National Association of Colleges and Employers. The hope, of course, is that Griffin's summer at Ebony.com will help her land a real job so she can pay off her debt.
Oh, God. Between undergrad and grad, it'll be probably $100,000.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Students are basically receiving a negative wage. It's worse than working for free. They're actually paying to work.
Kevin Carey is director of the Education Policy Program at the New America Foundation. He says many students who get credit instead of a paycheck also have to pay tuition. And while some schools do a great job supervising internships,
other colleges, quite frankly, just cash the tuition check. It's like free money for them.
Christina Isnardi is studying film at NYU. She interned for a large production company.
I had to press elevator buttons for hours. I had to watch equipment for 12, 14 hours a day.
Isnardi took her experience and founded Fair Pay for Interns at NYU, a student protest group.
I was frustrated because I had to pay my school money for a credit. Over $1,000 for, you know, to work at this other company, and I wasn't given an educational experience from it.
NYU says its internships are vetted, and if one doesn't measure up, the student can drop it like a class and get a refund. But there's no way around the law that makes unpaid internships possible. If a student is getting credit, then minimum wage rules don't apply, meaning they can be paid anything or nothing. Jim Hughes teaches economics at Bates College. He says the real problem is that it's too easy for companies to go the nothing route.
This isn't the dairy freeze on the corner. This isn't the mom-and-pop grocery store. This isn't, you know, some local business that might really have an argument that they don't have the funds to pay somebody over the summer.
Hughes doesn't think colleges should be involved in student internships to begin with.
Why is this our problem? If you want to hire the student, hire the student. If you don't, don't.
And students should think twice, too, about working for free. The National Association of Colleges and Employers says interns who get paid are almost twice as likely as their unpaid counterparts to get a job offer when they graduate. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.